Okay, today we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue in the 8th parak of Masechta Shviyos. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. Both Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud discuss a case where someone quoted a shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva said, nope, that's not the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, but I'm not going to tell you what the shita of Rabbi Eliezer really is. So they both follow that same format. So the Mishnah Tes discusses what we've been discussing until now, when you have Shemitah produce that's been misused. So Or Shesachu B'Shem Shel Shviyos, if you have leather that someone rubbed with Shemitah oil, you're allowed to rub Shemitah oil on your skin, you're allowed to drink Shemitah oil, but you're not allowed to rub Shemitah oil on kelim, on leather. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yidolek, Rabbi Eliezer says there's a knas that you have to burn that entire kli, that entire leather kli. That's only if you took Shemitah oil and rubbed it on something. If you took Shemitah money and misused Shemitah money, Rabbi Eliezer is not going to say that you have to do anything. There's not going to be a problem, because if you buy something with Shemitah money that you weren't supposed to buy, the money still has Kedusha Shviyah, so it can still henceforth be used with proper Kedusha Shviyah. But once you've used the oil, that's it. It's gone, and you've absolutely ruined it permanently. So Rabbi Eliezer therefore makes this big kenas that Yidolek. V'chacham omrin l'cham say, no, yochal kenegdo. Just figure out how much money that oil cost and set aside other money in its place that will be used with the Kedusha. And you don't have to destroy the kli that was rubbed with the Shemitah oil. So Amru lifnei Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Omer hayu Rabbi Eliezer, or shesachu b'shem shel shviyas yidalek, that you should know Rabbi Eliezer said that if you have this kli that was rubbed with Shemitah oil, it has to be burnt. Amru lehem, Rabbi Akiva said, shtoku, be quiet, don't say that that's what Rabbi Eliezer said. That is not what Rabbi Eliezer said. I'm a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. I know very well what Rabbi Eliezer said. Lo amru lechem masha Rabbi Eliezer omer po, but I'm not actually going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer said. So there's a difference of opinion over here in the Mefarshim. Why wouldn't he tell him what Rabbi Eliezer said? So one shita is that the Rav points out that I'm not going to tell you Rabbi Akiva kibel me Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi demekel tfei besicha, that Rabbi Eliezer was much more mekel. K'shamer lo shayi Rabbi Eliezer omri yedolek omri lem shtoku sheini rashi lefarish kama hi Rabbi Eliezer mekel bo. I don't want to say how mekel he was, because it's going to be so unacceptable to people to say just how mekel he was. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer was entirely makel. He held that if you rub a leather kli, let's say a leather garment with Shemitah oil, that's okay, because the garment goes up against a person's skin, and therefore it's as if he's anointed his skin with the Shemitah oil, which you're allowed to do. So since that's so makel, he didn't want to share that opinion. The Mishnah Rishona points out that the reason he didn't want to share that is that Rabbi Eliezer was already in trouble for disagreeing with the Chacham. But Metziah Daf Nun Tes, we have a sugya of Tanur Shel Achanai, where at the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer was put in a shamta. He was put in a cherim for disagreeing with the chachamim and causing the Hakadosh Baruch Hu to make nisim to demonstrate that his opinion is correct. That's what we say throughout Shas. Rabbi Eliezer shamutehu to machlokas. What that means, machlokas rishonim. The standard explanation, Rabbi Eliezer shamutehu, means that he's from the talmidim of the Beis Shammai, and that's why we don't follow the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. But it might also mean that he was actually put in cherim. Now, there is Yerushalmi that the Melech HaShlomo over here quotes that says a little differently. Yerushalmi, Ma Omar Bo Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Rabbi Yusa, Atzmosav Shaloso Ish Yisrufu. Whoa, not that he was more makel, but that he was way more machmir. That Rabbi Eliezer said something so harsh it was difficult to repeat. That he said that a person who's going to rub Shemitah oil on his leather kalim, his bones should burn. Rabbi Chisuk Shem Rabach Amar Mutal Socha Hudam Rabbi Eliezer Velo Yidalek. And then the other opinion, the Yerushalmi, is what we said, that he was much more mekel, and that it's actually mutter to do. Okay, so Mishnah Yud is going to have another case where they reported to Rabbi Akiva what Rabbi Eliezer had said, and Rabbi Akiva said, no, that's not what he said, but I'm not going to tell you what he did say. And this relates to Kutim. The Kutim were people who lived in Eretz Yisrael during the times of Bayis Rishon, and they were attacked by lions at some point, so they converted to Judaism, but there was and they hoped that doing that would save them, but even after they converted, they continued to do some of their pagan things and behaviors that they had done properly, and they didn't do all of the mitzvos properly. So there's a machlokas tanoim exactly whether they have a real status of Jewish people or not, and so it's a question. Whenever we talk about kutim, are we talking about at which stage in history we're talking about? We're talking about the kutim, but so the Mishnah says over here, va'od amru lefanav. Another time, the b'chamisa to Rabbi Akiva. Omer haya Rabbi Lezer, ha'ochel paskutim ka'ochel b'sar chazir. That if you eat paskutim, it's like eating b'sar chazir. It's like eating pig meat. That because the kutim wanted to stop us from building the bayis sheni, they wanted to stop us from building when we came back with Ezra after Galus Bavel. They wanted to prevent us from building bayis sheni. So the chachamim made a whole bunch of gezeros against the kutim. So one of them is that you're not allowed to eat pas kuti, you're not allowed to eat bread made by a kuti. And Rabbi Lezer had, they quoted Rabbi Lezer saying this very harsh statement that it's like eating basar chazir. It's obviously not really like eating basar chazir. Basar chazir is an isser d'oraisa. This would be an isser d'rabanan, but we tried to think of the most disgusting isser that we could think of, and that's eating basar chazir. So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Akiva said, shtok, be quiet. Lo amar lechem masher Rabbi Lezer amar bo. That is not what Rabbi Lezer had in fact said. I'm not going to tell you what he did say, but that's in fact not what he said. Meaning, apparently, the Rav points out that Rabbi Eliezer Amar Bo de Mekel Bo Tvei, that Rabbi Eliezer was much more Mekel on this issue. Now, in the Melech HaShlomo, he writes, V'arabenu Shimshon Zal Piresh, D'shema D'machmir B'paskuti Yosem Ribasar Chazir. No, maybe Rabbi Eliezer was more Machmir in Paskuti, Mishum T'lo Ma'asri, because they don't take Maisros, V'tevel B'misa, and the punishment for eating Tevel is Misa. So, that's why he said, Lo Amar L'chamash Rabbi Eliezer Amar Bo, because I don't want to come down, I don't want to tell you something that's so harsh, that which Rabbi Eliezer said, which would mean, says the Melech HaShlomo, that this Mishnah is recorded after, is referring to the time after Asa'un Ka'ovdei Kochavim Gemurim, that it's after we made them like Ovdei Kochavim, Ve'in Zulasa B'chala Mishnayis, he says. And we don't have another example of that in all the Mishnayis, where we talk about that point in history when it comes to the Kutim. So to quickly review, we had two cases where Rabbi Eliezer was reported to have said something, and Rabbi Akiva said that is not in fact his opinion. One was the case where you rub Shemitah oil on a leather garment, that Rabbi Eliezer was reported to have said that you have to destroy, you have to burn the garment. And the other was that paskuti, that if you eat paskuti, it's like eating basar chazir. And Rabbi Akiva said in both of those cases that that's not what Rabbi Eliezer had said, but in each case there's a machlokas what Rabbi Eliezer in fact did hold. Did he hold that which is more machmir, or was he actually more makel than these opinions? Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last Mishnah in the 8th parak of Masechta Shavuos.